This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lebanese officials said 9 people were killed, nearly 3,000 wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded in an operation the militant group Hezbollah blamed on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Donald Trump's first campaign appearance since his second assassination attempt.
Trump held a town hall in Michigan moderated by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his former White House press secretary. During the event, he addressed his assassination attempt.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Trump repeated false claims that Chinese automakers are putting up large factories in Mexico. He also said that he'll be meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Yemen and Houthi rebels have shot down 2 American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The United States military said Wednesday that the Houthis shot down the first Reaper September 10th, the second on Monday. Online video showed the